School Program Oversight Committee meeting of Thursday, July 29th, 2021. I guess the first order of business is our teleconference participation process. Please keep yourself muted unless speaking. Don't put yourself on hold and wait till you're called upon to speak, and each time please state your name. I can see there's only two commissioners on the call, so David, Commissioner Compton, and Commissioner Swope, and we know Commissioner Hershberger won't be here, so we're relying on Commissioner Gilson, since we only have four members, to make our quorum. Gilson, just to see if you can reach him. You have his phone number or something that might be useful.
Hey,
Zubedi.
David Gilson's phone number is not available because they told me that he's no longer with the city of Tampa, so I don't have another number to call him.
Let me check on that. Hold a second. This is Mo.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, David Gilson is not with Tampa. He's with Tarpon Springs.
I don't know where he was before, but are you saying Brian?
I believe he's moved to a private inspection company. We have a different phone number for him than
for. Okay, because I don't remember him ever being at Tampa. I remember him always being at Tarpon Springs, so he went very recently.
We have his phone number. We're trying to reach him, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Is Michael Boyer on this POC too? Was he added?
No.
Not that I have.
No.
I don't know why I have his name written down here, but I don't have it on my my list, so.
No.
Maybe that was something that we, yeah, okay. So we only have four members, like I said before, I guess. So hopefully Commissioner Gilson will join us. If not, Tom or Justin, you want to speak to our options?
This is Justin Vogel. I think that we're bound by Robert's Rules of Order here. I mean, can the POC even meet if we don't have a quorum? I didn't think so.
This is Mo. This happened before, and what we did, we're mainly, since this is mostly commissioners, we have deferred the meeting to the commission, you know, took the stuff up at the commission meeting.
That's right. What I was kind of thinking as well, if push came to shove.
Yeah, we did that once with the education POC, and fortunately, it's a very light agenda, so the commission won't have very much to consider, like there's only one comment on one issue, and it was recommended for approval, so it should be pretty simple, right, Mo?
It is, yes.
I think he just joined the call, Jeff.
Good, that's perfect. Yay, David's here. Okay, all right, well, we did the normal stuff. I guess from Tallahassee, we have Zubeidi Benici, Tom Campbell, Jim Hammers, Chris Howell, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel, and then myself, Jeff Blair. I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. We know Commissioner Hershberger is not going to be here today, so Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Gilson. David, I see you, but I can't hear you. I'm going to mark you as here, though, so you can figure out the audio. Commissioner Swope?
Here.
All right, well, we have three or four members present constituting a commission. That's good. Let's proceed. First order of business is to approve the agenda for today's meeting, which is essentially to approve the entity and product approvals, consider and discuss product approval program issues, and then, like I said, the products and entities. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Swope, second.
I have a motion and a second from Compton and Swope, respectively. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, this is Dave Gilson. I just was able to break in.
Great, thank you. So that's unanimous. All right, you received the May 27, 2021 meeting minutes and facilitator summary report as it was a link to the agenda. Is there a motion to approve both, or is there any revisions or corrections?
Compton, move to approve.
Swope, second.
Motion and a second from Compton and Swope, respectively. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Very good. Zubeidi, would you please review the product approval entity statistic report?
For 2020 Florida building codes, we have 4,679 approved product applications, and the total is 5,405. For the products, we have 18,892 approved ones, and the total is 21,683. And for the entities, we have 125 approved entities, and the total is 420, which concludes the statistics report. Thank you.
Thank you, Zubeidi. Is any POC member have any questions or comments? All right, let's move on to conditional approvals. Mo, would you report on the status of the one that FL-14722R4, which has been on since December?
Yeah, this is Mo Madani. I think that's true. This application has been in this status for some time now, which exceeded the 180 days, when there is an application, in this case, is not active, we do archive it. And we have really attempted to call the manufacturer, and we're not able to reach him. So in this case, we will be archiving this revision, and for that, probably you will not see it again on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Any questions or comments from commissioners? All right, well then let's move on to the approval of products and entities. First, we have the consent agenda recommended for approval of entities. There's 21. Is there anybody from the public who needs to speak on any of these? All right, is there any commissioner that needs to pull off any for any individual consideration? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as it's posted?
Count to move to approve consent agenda.
Swope, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Commissioner Compton and Swope, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. And next we have the consent agenda product approvals to the 2020 code recommended for approval. We have 185. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment? All right. Is there any commissioner who wishes to have any pulled for individual consideration?
I would like to have one considered. My name is Dale Nelson.
Okay, well.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, so you should speak during the public comment period, so I'll leave it that the public comment period is open. So you can request one be pulled, but the commissioners have to decide.
I see.
Go ahead and give your public comment. You have up to 3 minutes if needed. Go ahead.
I can do that now?
Yes, sir.
And you yes, line item number 120.
Excuse me, Dale, sorry. I meant to say this. I apologize. Could you state your name and representation for the record, and then you
yes, sir. My name is Dale Nelson. I'm the president of a company called Roof Hugger Incorporated. And I would like line item number 128 to be considered as to be removed from the consent agenda.
Okay, and what is, are you related to the product in any way, or are you?
No, I became familiar with the product at a trade show this past weekend at Florida Roofing and Sheet Metal. And I pulled the information on it, and the data presented by Walters Engineering in their product evaluation, as presented, does not have the mandatory factor of safety of 2 in the evaluation. And I just want to be clear that, or make it clear that when that data is presented on the Florida product approval area, that a factor of safety that is required by the state be applied. If the gross data values are presented as shown, it could easily be misinterpreted by a consumer, building official, or design professional as being the usable data. In fact, it is twice the usable data. So I just, it's more a point of clarification, I guess, that that it isn't posted as approved as stated, because in fact the values are have to have a factor of safety applied.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else in the public who wishes to comment? All right, I'm going to go back to this close to public comment. I'm going to go back to the POC. Mo, do you want to comment on that before we let the commissioners decide?
Yeah, this is Mo Mandani. I think I understand the comment. This is kind of a comment that came in, a few minutes ago. Didn't really have the opportunity as a staff to look at the comments and or even allow the manufacturer to really comment on the comments. So I, at this point, I would say, you know, I will leave it up to the committee whether they want to really approve it or recommend for approval, or mainly recommend conditional approval just to allow the staff to really review it and communicate to the manufacturer the concern and see if that's really is the case. So I, at this point, really, I think the issue that he's raising is very straightforward. We just have to look at whether as a factor of safety of 2 was considered or not, or there's a note or something in the application. So if the committee want to just recommend it for approval conditionally, we will check on that and with the manufacturer and see if we can fix that if needed.
I'm going to go to the POC now. So you heard the request from the public, and you also heard from Commissioner Compton. You're about to speak, I think.
Yeah, I'll pull it for conditional approval until the factor of safety can be verified.
All right, well, let's pull it off first, and we'll go back to that one. So we now have a consent agenda as amended with the removal of product 32041R5. And is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended?
I count to move to approve the consent agenda as amended.
Brent. So if I'll second that with a question for you. On the product, are we going to come back and talk about that product, or is that?
Yeah, we are. We're going to do that separately because it's pulled for individual consideration.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Then we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, so now we're going to go to our products with comments. I'm going to do first the one that we already had on the agenda, which is FL38739. It's recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Hearing none. Is there any commissioner has any questions or comments? If not, is there a motion to approve the Gazette's agenda products recommended for approval with comments, which is one?
Count to move approval.
Fourth, second.
Motion and a second for Commissioner Comp and Swope. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we now come to our final product, which is the one we just pulled for individual consideration, 32041R5. So, commissioners?
Yeah, I am familiar with the product through just advertising literature and everything. I've seen it a couple of times, and I personally have not used it. If we give them a conditional approval, is that just in time for them to get back with their information as far as whether they did or did not consider that safety factor, or are we pulling it, or what's the situation on it?
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, this is Momodani. I think what's going to happen at this point, we will get approved conditionally and through the commission, and we staff will communicate the comments, the public comments, to the manufacturer. We'll give the manufacturer the opportunity to respond. Also, the staff would review the application further to confirm that there is an issue or not. And if needed, then the manufacturer will have the opportunity to fix the application, and then if it's fixed, then it'll get approved. So there is no delay at this point from the manufacturer side if it's really they adjust the information if needed. So what I'm saying to you, this is, will be just giving the opportunity for the staff and the manufacturer to respond to the comments.
If it's just a paperwork issue, we give them conditional approval. They contact you this afternoon. Oh yeah, by the way, we have this. And they'll automatically, it'll go through for approval?
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. We're fine.
And is that going to happen at this coming meeting?
It will be. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, Commissioner Compton was asking so the way it works is, as Mo said, when conditional approval means that as long as they meet the condition, it's approved. So it's an approval.
Okay. And so we can approve it at the upcoming meeting. We're not going to delay it as long as they respond.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
But I think Commissioner Compton was even going further, saying that if it's resolved between now and the commission meeting, it could be recommended for approval. Correct, Mo?
That's true. We know if it's conditionally approved, that means you're asking the staff to confirm that the comments and all that has been responded to and the application has been revised as needed, and the staff at that point will approve it as soon as the condition is met.
Okay.
Mo, can I add something?
Go ahead, Sadie.
After it is going to be, evaluated after the Florida Building Commission meeting. In the commission meeting, it should be approved as conditionally too, then we are going to evaluate it. Okay.
Yeah, everything will take place. Yeah, that's fine.
Either way, the bottom line is that if it's conditionally approved at the commission meeting and they've met the condition, it's then automatically approved.
That's true.
All right.
Okay.
It sounds like there's a consensus for going with conditional approval. So on that basis, will Commissioner make a motion on this issue?
Compton, move conditional approval to verify the factor safety.
I'll Second. The motion and a second for conditional approval. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. DVPR applications, there were a total of 143, three with comments. Mo, I believe they were all satisfactorily resolved here and approved, correct?
You're correct. Yes, sir.
Is there anybody who wants, any commissioner wishes to comment or ask a question on the DVPR applications? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to public comment. Is there any member of the public who wishes to comment? All right, any POC member? Any staff member?
Thank you, Jim.
All right, well, on that basis, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn in a second and then go from there. So one of our, go ahead, Commissioner Compton.
Compton, move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Gilson, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Very good. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. And we'll actually see you in person, I guess, in August at the commission meeting.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.